the real value of friendship. Is Facebook really worth $50 billion? What investors know that we don't. Facebook, the $50 billion question. Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg Television.
This is the Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, January 5th. I'm Catherine Cowdery. Gold may be losing some of its appeal. Vadim Zlotnikov, chief market strategist at Sanford C. Bernstein & Company, says gold investors are showing a lack of conviction about the potential for further price gains. Gold has soared to records, gaining fivefold over the past decade. Zlotnikov compared the price and shares outstanding for the SPDR Gold Trust, which is the world's biggest exchange-traded fund, backed by gold bullion. The ETF's price climbed about 13% from June through the start of this week. At the same time, the total number of fund shares dropped by 2.8%. Zlotnikov says the decline is in contrast with the trend since 2007, in which gold prices and the share count rose together. The ETF's outstanding stock almost tripled during the period as gold rallied. Zlotnikov wrote that he's been observing some loss of steam behind gold ETF inflows. In a research note, Zlotnikov said it's noteworthy that the Federal Reserve's decision to carry out a second round of quantitative easing has failed to boost demand for the SPDR Gold Trust. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
Copyright 2011.